I want to talk about long distance relationships. Do they work? And I have a very interesting email I'm going to read out for you. I'm a woman in my late 30s and I'm in love with a wonderful man. He's smart, exciting, ambitious. We met in our 20s, but weren't close, and he has spent the past decade out of the country. We had reconnected online, but he is working in South America. When COVID hit, And he decided to come home. When he came home, we met up and instantly there was an intense connection. We've even rearranged our social bubbles so we could be together. Despite all the stresses of life right now, he has made this time wonderful. The problem is he's now going back to South America during the summer for at least a year or two. He has asked me to go with him, but it would mean moving away from my family in Ireland and my work. Work has been largely remote for a long time, but with time differences and resources, I don't know if I would be able to would it be possible to do my job from there. But I also know how important his work is to him, and I could never ask him to give that up. I'm so torn. I'm no longer 20 and don't meet an incredible man every day of my life, but I'm worried about uprooting my entire life. What would I do? See, and we're asking, forget about COVID. And we talked about how difficult long-distance relationships, particularly if you're with somebody in a different country, how difficult that must be for people during COVID. And I don't want to get into that today because we've talked about it intensely before. But long-distance relationships in general, I mean, what would you do if you were in that woman's shoes? Would you go? Would you uproot your life? Would you take a chance, give it all up for somebody that you love? I don't know, would you up and leave your work and your family for the sake of the other half? Or maybe you've uprooted yourself to be with the one you love today, you know, and it just didn't work out for you. I mean, I'd like to know what I'd like to hear from you. What would you do in this situation? It also brings up the question, if she decides to stay put in Ireland, for example, while her partner moves abroad, can a long-distance relationship over the phone, through FaceTime, whatever, can that actually work? Can you be with somebody or pretend to be in a relationship with somebody when you only see them online for a long period of time? I mean, some people say that absent makes the heart grow fonder, but is that really true when you don't see the person for months at a time? Realistically, absence, yeah, you know, I mean, there's intimacy that you're going to miss out on, there's all those other things as well. Look, they're off in another country and you are leading completely separate lives. Do you think it could push a relationship over the edge, or can it survive? Maybe you've been in a relationship, by the way, and your other half was sent away to work somewhere else for 2 years or 3 years. How did you survive? I know people with husbands or wives in the army might do it all the time. Their husband or wife might be away for 6 months, you know, on a tour somewhere. So do you think a long-distance relationship can work in general? Forget about just COVID. Leave COVID aside for the moment. I know that's an aspect of it greatly at the moment, but forget about that just for the moment. Can it work if you're in one country and somebody's in another country, and you only get to see each other every now and again? Is that a relationship? Is it actually a relationship? I don't think so. You might be fooling yourself there. Maybe I'm wrong, but can a long-distance relationship actually work? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you're in one, or you've been in one. Let me go to Karen. Karen, getting back to relationships. Now, Karen, can a long-distance relationship work?
No, personally, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think in that girl's situation, you know, she said she's not in her 20s anymore. You know, by the sounds of it, she doesn't have children. I don't think she's anything to lose for the sake of moving abroad for a year, maybe 2 years.
Well, she does. Yeah. She's got her job and her family. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, hopefully as COVID lifts and we can travel a bit more freely, she can obviously not come and go because it's quite a distance. But, you know, for the sake of meeting someone, the possibility of, you know, having a good relationship with them, settle down, maybe get married, maybe have kids, yeah, I think she should go for it.
I mean, could you live with the fact that, say, maybe, let's say you had a boyfriend and they... By the way, are you married, Karen? Are you with somebody?
Yeah, no, I'm married.
Okay,
I'm married.
So let's say your husband got a really good offer in his job to make an extra, you know, 100 grand over the next year, but he had to go to California to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? And he said, listen, Karen, 100 grand, like, you know what I mean? I'll be gone for a year. You know, I'll be able to get back over once, maybe twice in the year for a weekend or a week or something like that. Could you deal with that?
No, I couldn't deal with that unless I packed up and went with him.
Mammy. Mammy.
And I have three kids, so there's no chance of him leaving me here alone on my own with three kids. No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
Yeah. So
packing up and going with him, yeah, as much as I would miss my own family and my parents and my siblings, yeah, I could do it. I could.
And what I mean, okay, so in other words, you couldn't have a long distance, even with all the technology we have nowadays with FaceTime and Zoom and all that kind of stuff. You'd see him on a picture every night, or you'd see a video of him every night when you're going to bed or whatever it is. You would miss the physicality of the relationship, the intimacy of the relationship, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to go into all the daytime radio with your kids in the background, by the way. But you would miss all that. You would miss all that part of the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Who's that in the background saying mammy, by the way?
That's the youngest. That's Daniel. I have three.
How old is Daniel?
Daniel is two, James is seven, and Jessica is four.
Okay, can we talk to Daniel?
Hi.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
He's saying hi. No, he's more interested.
Yeah, Daniel will blurt it out now. He'll suddenly start speaking really
hi.
Well. And he, hi.
Hi. Look, you started all that.
Hi. And he'll tell his daddy tonight, Mammy was talking to a strange man on the phone today.
The long distance relationship.
I can see you have your hands full, Karen. That's
I do,
sure.
I do. Right. Nice full, though. It's nice.
Okay, we'll stay there just for a second, okay? Stephanie, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Stephanie?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Hey,
there you go. Karen basically said it can't work. It just can't work because you miss the physicality and the intimacy, et cetera, of the relationship. It just couldn't work.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that if she does decide to move with him, I highly recommend that they go for relationship counselling.
Okay.
It's something that my husband and I did in the last year during the pandemic, and it was really worth it.
Okay.
So
you can get it all off your chest and get it out there, and you, it's a better way of communicating with a referee, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the course we did, it was called Love at First Bite.
Okay.
And I highly recommend doing it because you actually learn how to have relationships, because people don't actually know how to have a relationship.
I think it's important that each person in the relationship, particularly if you're going to move country for somebody, understands the expectation of the other one in the relationship and what people expect of each other.
Yes, that's important.
Yep.
It's something we learned in this course that is the most important, is learning how to connect with each other, the importance of connecting.
Okay.
So what something he teaches is that you actually need to connect first.
Okay.
And communicate later.
Okay. When you say connect, that's that chemistry we talk about, is it?
Connect, yes. So, for example, just a little example would be looking into each other's eyes. It sounds silly.
No, it doesn't sound silly. No, it's lovely.
But it's actually something that's really important to keep up. Another example would be spending quality time with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are actually more important. Well, if you do them first, it's more important than trying to communicate first.
You know? Okay, so looking into each other's eyes and all that, and holding hands. I think, I talk to a lot of couples, and they say as time has gone on in their lives and their relationships, they don't hold hands anymore. They don't cuddle on the couch anymore. You know, and I'm not talking about the sexual aspect of it, just being to get close to each other.
Yes, it's not the sexual aspect at all.
Yeah.
It's the connecting aspect.
Now, don't get me wrong, that can be important too, the sexual aspect of it too, and the intimacy as well.
That is important, yes. But when he talks about connecting first, it's not got anything to do with the sex part,
Getting back to the aspect of a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you can look into each other's eyes on a screen.
Yeah.
But you can't, I know this sounds bizarre, but you can't smell the other person. You can't touch the other person. You can't hold their hand. It's not the same, is it?
No, I wouldn't say it's the same. Apparently, there are tools that can help you have a long distance relationship. I wouldn't really know exactly what they are, but apparently it could work. But I personally, I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Are you in a relationship? Oh, you are. You just told me you were, by the way. Okay, so would you be able to deal with it if your partner went away, say, for 2 years working?
No, I wouldn't.
You'd have to go.
I would go, yes, for sure.
Okay.
But we're in a really good space at the moment with each other, so we're just sort of inseparable.
Okay, so you're all in love and all that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yes,
yeah, because the difference
yes.
between loving somebody and being in love with somebody, there's a huge difference.
Stay
there for a second, because Niamh, hi.
Hi, Niamh.
How are you doing? A bit of reason into this. Not that Stephanie isn't bringing a lot of reason into it. She certainly is. And I think Stephanie makes some really good points about, you know, during the counselling, she spoke about the idea of connecting, looking into each other's eyes, holding each other's hands, being close to each other. All that part of it before you actually even communicate is really important. And if that's so important, well, then really long-distance relationships are doomed, aren't they?
I think it depends on your expectations. I mean, for this, in this particular scenario, it's a work situation that he has to go.
Yeah.
So that's kind of different to maybe...
Well, he does know Halon. He doesn't have to go. He could decide not to take that job.
But it sounds like he's fairly established over
there.
Oh,
yeah, it does, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's his future.
He could give it all up for her too, you know.
He could.
He's asking her to give it all up for him. He could give it up for her.
Yeah, he's looking for maybe a year and a half to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My view is the only regret the chances you don't take. So I think that in 10 years' time, if she was sitting, when she's in her maybe mid to late 40s, and she's sitting looking back, she went, God, I wish I'd gone. Wish taking that chance. It's a massive adventure as well. You know, it's a whole different culture, a whole different country. And, you know, there's flights out as well as flights in. She can come home. Maybe she could go to her job and see, could they do a leave of absence
mm-hmm.
instead of perhaps giving up her job.
Yeah. Well, so when you're saying about coming home, unfortunately at the moment, she may not be in that situation because
South
America is certainly on the banned list. Well, certainly on the mandatory quarantine list.
At the moment, no. But, you know... Obviously, it's something she has to really, really think about because they don't, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm trying not to be harsh here, but I'm not sure how well they know each other. You know, it sounds like this is the first flush of love, which...
Well, no. She's in her late 30s. She's been... They met when they were in their 20s and spent, you know, a decade as friends, I suppose, but they reconnected when he came back to Ireland, which it doesn't say how long... He's planning to move back to it. It doesn't actually say how long they've been together in a more intimate way, obviously.
Yeah, because that's really important because the honeymoon period is brilliant. But then the whole expression of, if you want to know me, come live with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then living with somebody in a completely different country, especially if she doesn't know the language.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be tricky. And then if he's out at work all day and she's not, what she's supposed to do.
So the bottom line is what you're saying is the same as Stephanie. It just doesn't work.
I think it could work if they both want to work and they both have the same expectations.
Oh, really?
And
I mean,
sit down
could you sit there looking at someone? Can you sit there looking at someone on FaceTime for 2 years?
Oh, long distance.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, sorry. I was talking about if she goes.
Oh no, no, no. Forget about it. Now, Stephanie said, well, it may work, but it just wouldn't work for her, obviously. And I don't think it would work for me either. I mean, you gotta have to be with somebody, don't you?
I think you do. I think if there's a, I hate this word now because COVID, but a roadmap for what you're doing, you know, and if you know that this is going to be for 6 months and then he's coming back, then you could do it. But if this was a situation where you met somebody online and he happens to live in California and you happen to live in Dublin, you know, and then there's the cultures as well, you know, cultures can be different. People can have different expectations of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be a bit of a minefield, you know, but personally, I think she should go. I mean, I'd go in a heartbeat for an adventure. I'd go to Bray for an adventure.
Right now, I'd go to Aldi for an adventure.
Aldi is an adventure.
But Stephanie, you'd be gone too. You'd go as well, yeah, in that situation.
Only if they do relationship counselling.
Okay, so only if you really know. Okay, I get what you're saying.
And
maybe counselling is not for everybody. It worked for you well, and that's great. But the point you're making is you really want to be sure you know the person and the expectations in the relationship before you make that jump. And I think that's a fair point, Niamh, because I think people maybe jump too quick sometimes.
People can romanticise this a little bit too. You know, it's like, it's going to be wonderful. But then when they get there, he's doing 12-hour days and you're sitting at home because you can't get a job because perhaps you don't speak the language. And then suddenly you're missing home. And then he is your only focus because you don't know anyone. So that could put pressure on them too.
Do you look into your partner's eyes, Niamh?
Constantly. Yeah.
Over the beans?
Yeah. Over the beans. You know, Usually when I'm asking him, you know, how much money is in the account, I say,
you look into his eyes. Do you spend any money at the weekend? And you look into his eyes.
That's when I don't look into his eyes. That's when I'm looking anywhere else.
Were you in pennies again, Niamh?
Mm-hmm. I wish I was. Don't mention pennies.
All right, listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to Stephanie and Niamh. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. The question I'm simply asking you is, can a long-distance relationship, can it actually work? And we got some messages in here as well on WhatsApp too, if you want to send them.
Hi, Niall. Most long-distance relationships do not succeed simply because, one, the distance. Two, there's always the temptations when people are away because of loneliness or whatever. I've known of people in the army that have had problems because they couldn't keep themselves together when they were far away. And then it led to other things. But I honestly don't think, most of them will not work. You know, it's just human nature, I think. People have to be kind of together, you know, and halfway across the globe doesn't count as together. Have a great day.
I get the impression you were suggesting the lads in the army that you knew at the time might have gone astray.